8, the principle of relationship with the unconditional source. There is one point of being in the universe who is not conditioned by any need or want or desire. Since that being does not want anything, everything belongs to him, but not in the sense of owning and controlling. But all things naturally gravitate to that unconditional source, simply because pure love is naturally given to all who come. They feel that the unconditional source serves selflessly, sharing, giving all that he is, all that he has. Like a radiant magnet, beyond the limits of time and matter, beyond give and take, beyond measurement and calculations, the source, the unconditional source, attracts all, because nothing is desired and all is given. The love of the unconditional source is like spiritual sunlight. Physical sunlight awakens the flower hidden in the seed without intrusion nor taking for the self. Sunlight facilitates the birth and bloom of the flower. Pure light, whether physical or spiritual, is selfless, complete in itself, always adds, never subtracts. What is unconditional, what is truly genuine, truly pure, is always cherished to the point of worship, which is probably why God and really good people are venerated in all parts of the world. Spiritual light from the source reveals to us our forgotten realities, our hidden potentials, but especially our original goodness. The unconditional source reveals us to ourselves. Then, if we wish, if we choose, we can nourish and develop that awareness, but only to the extent that we maintain the channel of communication. Otherwise, the current either short circuits, cuts, blocks, or discharges into other directions, and after a while, there is a blackout. Humanity at the moment is in a blackout. Meditation is the exercise of pure thought, of concentrated thought, to relink ourselves to that unconditional source. As we relink, a purification takes place, which liberates the mind from the limits of I and my, liberates the mind from the limits of the past, the resentments, the pettiness, and allows it to taste the sweetness of the unlimited, the unconditional, whether it is love, whether it is peace, whether it is happiness. This relationship with the unconditional source encourages me and allows me to emerge my spiritual strength. And through this spiritual strength, I am able to create a truly human life, a good life.